This is GQDN for Thursday, April 24th, 2025. Brought to you today by Audible. Go get your free credit, audibletrial.com/GQ25. By swiftenergy.gg. Go get those delicious, delicious drink mixes. Yes, yes. They're really good. Really, really good. Especially the one called Questworthy. Go get that. When you go to the checkout line, put in the promo code QUEST, you get 25% off your purchase. It's really good stuff. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. Yep, it's NFL season, essentially, sports ball. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we have some PlayStation news. A game has announced some layoffs. And how would you pre-order the new Legend of Zelda amiibo? Yeah, there's stuff like that in there. But we will begin today with a little bit of controversy that's going on in Marvel Rivals. DualShockers.com says that the support players are getting abused. Now, there are some statements by a Twitch streamer called Necros, which was the inspiration for the Reddit post by Revolutionary 86480. Quote, Necros outright said on stream that he hates support players. That kind of statement coming from a big voice in the community does real damage, end quote. Now, a lot of the strategist players believe that the abuse that they're facing in support roles are egregious and consistent. It was getting so bad that they would rather not play support at all, which means that would be a support strike. Now, PC Gamer did note that they've seen a drop in the strategist, a big time drop, because of the strike. In fact, one of the comments did read, quote, if someone is playing a support role, helping their teammates over petting their own ego, and your response is to flame them, please just install, uninstall. Now, DualShockers did say that playing the strategist can be a drag sometimes. If you're not playing to a certain level of outright perfection, you'd be helping and healing, and you would let the tanks survive on objectives. And DPS players could overextend their position for the kills. Yep, we'll see what happens with this one. Now we know that it's up on PlayStation. Okay, there's a little bit of a joke about that. But speaking of PlayStation, they're removing 20 games or more from the PlayStation Plus that would include some first-party titles. And that was after the latest PlayStation Plus price hike. Now, that was spotted by BGC, and they saw the game of Resistance Fall of Man and Resistance 2, which were only available on PlayStation 5 with the PlayStation Plus Premium Classic catalog. But those two titles left. But there are some other ones that is left as well. And that would include, believe it or not, Grand Theft Auto 5, The Sims 4, Ghostbusters, Rise of the Ghost Lord, The Walking Dead, Lego Marvel Super Heroes 2, The Lego Movie 2 video game, Batman Arkham Knight, and Infamous Second Son. Now we know that some games are added and some games are taken away from time to time, but DualShockers said that this is a big time sting because some of those prices went up in 20 different countries. Canada, Australia, Mexico, Singapore, Malaysia, Thailand, Indonesia, South Korea, Colombia, and Chile. And that's just a few of them. So a lot of games got removed. Speaking about moving products, GameSpot.com did say the Switch 2 pre-orders was chaotic. So when both Target and Walmart opened their doors, digital doors, at 12 a.m. start time, both of those sites showed that they were sold out on the warnings and the listings for both the Switch 2 console itself and the Mario Kart World bundle. But that was a false alarm. But some people did report some payment issues at the Target cart page, but some people went to the Target smartphone app and said that it was somewhat effective. Some people also used to mash the place order button over and over and over and over because Target systems did finally put the sale through, while others saw their purchase methods and addresses disappear. In some of the other cases, people did try to purchase a pre-order, and that resulted in a fraud alert on their account and a cancellation of the pre-order. Walmart, on the other hand, wanted to create a virtual queue so that way they could help customers file in. Now, according to GameSpot, that was effective, but that didn't assign anyone a number. Well, a number that they could see. And the experience did turn into a, quote, hurry up and wait, end quote. Yes, I know that very well. But the lines did clear, and they found some people that were staring at the timer counter, counting down as a system, and it failed to load their cart. Some people were left in the queue after it was been disabled, and others were able to purchase a pre-order while skipping the line. So there were problems with Walmart. At Best Buy, that's where GameSpot locked in their pre-order, they experienced a half-hour delay, and they found themselves in two different queues, one on their browser and one on their phone via the Best Buy app. And that's after a full 50 minutes of waiting. The browser dequeued back up as an empty cart, but on their app, they were just waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting. So they found out that the, quote, stock was unavailable for shipping and stock was unavailable for pickup, end quote. But they found out that that wasn't true. So they left the original queue, refreshed the page where the person that wanted the Switch 2 could select their home store, and then re-entered the queue. Exactly 2 minutes later, they were verifying their account and they were pre-ordering the Switch 2 bundled with Mario Kart. So they got their stuff. Well, they're going to get it. It's pre-ordered. But that was some of the trouble that was going on. And this one may be even more trouble. Polygon.com said that a board game is no longer in development. Common, that's C-M-O-N, did announce layoffs. And they're the ones that made the game Zombicide. And because of the layoffs, all of the future development is now paused. And that was a statement that was issued Thursday on their website. Now, Common did blame that on the tariffs that were imposed by the United States. And they were also making the layoffs across all the creative teams. And the company said it would, quote, focus on current commitments to our customers and partners and not launch any new crowdfunding campaigns until trade conditions have been stabilized. Polygon did reach out to them for a further comment, but they did not comment back. Now, the company did have some losses up to $2.1 million potential dollars, and the financial statements was also delayed in reaching the investors. Now, for the existing customers, there are 11 outstanding board games projects that the company has yet to deliver, and they include games in the Zombicide universe, and that would include the licensed products that are based on DC Comics character, the George R.R. Martin's Song of Ice and Fire universe, He-Man universe, God of War video games universe, so on and so forth. But the backers did pledge more than $26.1 million for those campaigns across both Kickstarter and GameFound. So that one is nearly gone. This one's not going anywhere. PushSquare.com said that Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 may be closer than we think. And that is quite what we think. So what do we think? Well, we do know that Final Fantasy VII Remake Part 3 is underway. But PushSquare seems to think that it might be coming a little bit sooner than what we think. Because there's some fresh speculation from an Instagram post by Cody Christian, which is the English voice actor for Cloud Strife. Here's what he said, quote, so happy to be back with my bestie, end quote. And that showed an image of Cloud where he was also in the recording booth. So they're in the voice acting mode. So when will it release? No date yet. No speculation date yet either. It'll be next year. The year after that, it'll be on 2028. We'll find out later. Oh, there's a new PlayStation 5 system update. They did bring back some of the classic themes, but not the stuff from PlayStation 1. That's according to PlayStation Universe. So, 30th anniversary celebration is still going on. And if you got a PlayStation, well, there you go. But where can you pre-order Legend of Zelda Amiibo? And Dreadar did post that question, and they said you can get it at Best Buy, Walmart, Target, and soon at GameStop. Tulin, the Legend of Zelda series Amiibo, is roughly $30. Same with Riju, Sidon, and Yunobo. These are statues. These would set up very nicely on your desk. Yeah, they look really good. Would you pre-order them? Let me know at Joe Brum's Blue Sky X. This has been a Dawn Forge production. 2025, all rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.